I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
20 minutes away from the AMA here to... It will wrap up the show on a Tuesday, 404-726-0929. All we need is you to call up and ask us questions. We'll answer them to the best of our ability. Tuesdays at 1:20, though, me and Brandon Adams joins the show, the host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. We were just saying during the break, BA, congrats the 10th season.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
Dog Nation Daily.
Yeah, 10th anniversary. Very, very proud about that. And it's been a fun but very, very quick 10 years. Sometimes you're like, can't believe, you know, they say life comes at you fast. Sometimes it's really scary by how fast it
does. We were just kind of talking about that as far as the NBA players retiring and stuff. It's like, I remember when that guy came in the league. You picked the right 10 years, though, because that was – did you start, like, right when Kirby got hired or
year
what?
Year one of Dog Nation Daily was Rick's final year. We didn't know at the time. So had been in place for a year, and so then Kirby got hired. And obviously there was a ton of excitement just around, like, the changeover. And then you obviously start seeing great success. So, listen – there are a few moments in my life where you just realize you're the incredible beneficiary of some great fortune, and that was certainly one of those for me, for sure.
Yeah, the tradition for the 10-year – oh, this is anniversary – is 10 or aluminum.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we'll get you aluminum. A pack of Reynolds wrap.
I was going to say that. We'll find you some Reynolds wrap and all those things. Of the 10 years, because, I mean, it's been a great run. It really, really has. I'll always say I remember when I was leaving the Wade Ford tailgate show and heard it on the news, on the Falcons pregame, Mike Cotty saying that Coach Rick was fired. And I remember it felt like kicked me in my gut. Yeah. You know, but I already knew where it was going. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no way they would have moved on from him if they didn't know that they were going to get Kirby.
That's right.
Of those 10 years, obviously the national championships is what it is. But what was your favorite moment of the outside of those?
Well, I'll tell you, in 2017, I was lucky enough, got to go to Pasadena, go to the Rose Bowl. Mm. And if somebody had grown up watching that game on TV, for a Southern guy like me, Pasadena might as well have been the dark side of the moon. It's just impossible to imagine ever being there. SEC teams didn't typically play there. So to see Georgia play that game against Oklahoma, and it turns out to be a great win for Georgia, kind of a classic Rose Bowl, one of the best Rose Bowls ever played. And so even with the two national championships, which I also have great memories of, that Rose Bowl, that 2017 season, kind of the buildup of what Georgia would become. I got to tell you, for me, it was a near miss because Georgia didn't win the national title that year. my memories of that are just as fond, if not even more fond, than what would happen a couple of years later with the national championship. I really loved that 2017 season.
That was one of the most fun shows I've ever done, because we did like a post. As soon as that Rose Bowl ended, we came on 92.9 and took calls and stuff. And that was like, awesome. That's one of the craziest comebacks, and Baker Mayfield and all that. Let me ask you this, since we're kind of doing the 10-year window thing. I don't mean in college football, because we don't have time to describe all the differences between now and then. But just in terms of Georgia's program, what would you say? Somebody was in a coma for 10 years and they woke up now and they're like, hey, what's the program like? Like, what's the biggest difference today than when your show started?
Well, Georgia won the SEC championship last year and it was kind of treated as a little bit of a disappointment. Whereas in 2017, they won the SEC championship for the first time. And it was a party light. So it's been said for even way before us, right? So when you build up a program, you kind of turn it into a little bit of a monster. And Kirby Smart has sort of built Georgia into such a program that it's such a monster that it starts to just want to devour everything around it, to the point where it's hard to be happy. Even when you win a championship, you're only happy for a couple minutes. Now, listen, it's still incredibly fun. Everybody loves it. But that's the biggest difference, is the level of success has now rendered anything less than a national championship sort of feel like a lesser accomplishment.
Who's the best player of those 10 years?
Brock Bowers. Thank Bowers, to me.
That's what I said. I was like,
without getting too deep into it, like Bowers is on my Mount Rushmore in the history of the entire program.
Oh, okay, that's like,
Yeah, Bowers is an all-time great player.
Okay, what did your Rich Finch tell you about this weekend, B.A.?
So I heard that Gunnerstein had an amazing day. A couple of quick scoring drives, kind of done after that. Sort of like the old school, back when starters played in the preseason in the NFL. You come out, you look good, you get pulled out. You know, sounds like the offense overall had itself a pretty good day. Seems like, I think Georgia's still kind of trying to figure out, you know, what is going on the defensive line? You know, do they have those running backs and kind of get the hard yards in the middle? Seems like that might be the couple of issues you're sort of dealing with. But it sounds like overall, for people who want the offense to do well and get off to a fast start, it sounds like on Saturday, once again, based on sort of second and third-hand information, that's what Georgia did.
It also feels like a big difference right now than 365 days ago. Seems like there is some hype developing for the pass catchers. Mm-hmm. Like it feels like, because last year it was just like, all right, who's it going to be? No one's really saying anything. It's kind of, I don't know, are they nervous? And then
that's
it turned out to really not be good.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, so many drop balls and all that kind of stuff. It feels like even young guys, even some of the freshmen are starting to get some talk.
When you hear same thing, multiple people, multiple times, you start to believe it's true. And I would say the most consistently praised position group for really the calendar year, but certainly, you know, over the course of fall camp, going back to spring practice, is probably the wide receivers. Now, I still think that Georgia wants to run it. And there is still some inexperience at quarterback that you at least have to pay some deference to. But they went out and brought in two pretty big transfers, best high school class they have. Some of the guys who are here, I think, are still probably better than they're given credit for. So right now, it sort of feels like one of the more consistently praised position groups on the entirety of the roster.
We just had some fun with it before we got you on this whole reclaiming championships.
I like it.
You're all on? Yeah.
So let me tell you why I kind of like this. Because ultimately, anything in college football is sort of about gamesmanship, and we're all making all of this up as we go along. So Auburn claims four national titles. They don't have a right to claim any of these technically, but the school most likely to complain is Alabama.
Right.
Alabama puts, what, like 18 on their side of their helmet for their logo because that's supposedly how many national championships they've won. Well, guess what? Alabama didn't have a leg to stand on with this particular complaint because – Alabama has just made, in golf, we call it pencil whipping. When you go to play a four-man scramble, somebody just sort of makes up a score out of thin air. You know, Alabama has pencil whipped their way to a few national championships throughout the years. So they can't criticize Auburn for this. Auburn, by bringing this up, sort of kind of shines the light back on what Alabama did. And I said this a couple of years ago when Georgia played Florida State in the Orange Bowl. I said, hey, they should make this for a pretend national championship. Florida State was undefeated, got left out of the playoff. I thought Georgia got shafted. If we're just making up national championships like UCF did a couple years ago, we should just make up one for this Orange Bowl. It'd make the game way more interesting. So, listen, all of this to a degree is sort of a work of fiction anyway. So, Auburn doing this is not the most egregious thing I've seen somebody in the SEC do.
If you could claim something in your life like this that you didn't really do, but you kind of have an argument for, is there anything that you can think of? I know it's a hard one just to come up with off the top of your
head. Yeah, man.
But it's like, if there's something in your life that you could sort of like, because this is, you know, this is revisionist history. It's what it is. If you could revisionist history a moment in your life and make yourself sound cooler than you are, what would it be?
Well, I mean, A, I think that Georgia should claim the 1946 national title if we're going to start getting to that kind of stuff. As far as anything I would have a claim to fame on, I don't really know. But if Auburn's going to claim this, then I might as well say I invented the podcast. Because me saying I invented the podcast is about like Auburn saying, I mean, look, it's one thing to say what they say like 1910. Who knows? There may be 15 teams that claim that, but we were all alive in 2004. Like,
it's a great team. I was on this team.
I watched the national championship.
I was on this team in 2004. And Auburn was good. They beat Georgia that year. Maybe they should have been in the BCS title game. I'd listen to that. But they didn't win it. I was alive to see it. So if they're going to make that up, then I might as well say I invented the podcast.
Wow. Inventor of the podcast, Brandon Adams, joining us here on the. I knew it was a big guest. Every single week for on sure. Tuesday, but I didn't know it was that big of a guest.
The inventor.
He's basically the Thomas Edison of digital audio. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I like that.
Do you think that it's a coincidence that the four best teams going into the year in the SEC, the teams that are ranked the highest in the AP poll, also have veteran quarterbacks that kind of waited their turn and waited behind guys that started in front of them?
You know, I don't really know how we got to this point, but we have definitely been in an era lately compared to, like, say, the beginning of the CFP era, 2014. Back then, you saw a lot of very young quarterbacks playing right away. 2018, for instance, Trevor Lawrence, Clemson, Jake Fromm played early at Georgia. This has definitely become more of a veteran quarterbacks sport. You know, Stetson Bennett was much older when he led Georgia to success, for instance. So it's definitely become a veteran quarterback sport. So perhaps there's, you know, something to being a veteran quarterback. But at the same time, we've also seen, I would say, you know, Bryce Young, for instance, goes through Alabama, wins the Heisman Trophy, becomes number one pick, but didn't win a national championship while at Alabama. I don't think we are in the, boy, you better be as good as Joe Burrow or you have no chance of winning the national championship. That's not really the era we live in right now in college football. And I would say for anything you consider as far as this year's postseason success, I think it's worth considering that too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brandon.
Appreciate it.
Great to be with you guys.
Inventor of the podcast, Brandon Adams.
Podcast B.
10 years. Yes, like Paul Pierce.
Podcast B.
Podcast B. Podcast BA. Check it out. It's the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. It's every single day.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, they're going on 10 years, which is a hell of an accomplishment. Yeah. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Dog Nation Daily, at Dog Nation Daily. That's where he's at. We'll come back and we'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404 404- 726-0929. Load them up. We got six lines. You can ask us anything. We can only answer questions that you ask us. So get on hold. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.